taking us to Half Past 8 on a Monday, the 7th of October, coming to you from Out of the Blue. It's Radio Life and Style. And speaking of the big blue, we're going to be hitting the ocean right now. And that song getting you in the mood for this, Lighthouse Family, Ocean Drive, Just Ginger, just before that, Leaving Shallow Waters. And that's kind of where we're heading right now for the special interview. I told you I'd be introducing you to two ladies who are attempting to tackle a really exciting adventure, but they need your help. This is the thing. And where am I going with this? What am I talking about? I've got my special guests in the studio with me. And if you're just tuning in, welcome to your Monday. Welcome to Radio Life and Style. You're with me, Mike, in the morning. And on microphone number one, returning, we had a chat not that long ago. Debbie Smida is in the house with us, and she is rearing to go. Debbie, how are you today?
So well in yourself. It's lovely to be back.
Great to have you back with an update, an exciting addition to the story that we were talking about last time. And alongside you, you brought back up because Annadine Lugg is with us as well. Annie, welcome to Monday morning on Radio Life and Style. How are you doing?
I'm good. Hello, everyone.
Very cool. We've got the two teachers in the house. School starts tomorrow at Kura Salt Rock. So after this, I believe you're heading back to class to go and get ready for the new term.
Oh, yes.
But when you're not in the classroom, you've been putting in some hard yards in the water, in the pool, and in the ocean.
That's right.
And this is what we're sort of getting at here, because Debbie, when we last caught up with you, you were giving us the background to your journey. Mm. This is the latest chapter in that story, and Annadine is involved in a big way. Just set the scene for us. Who are you, and why do you swim, Debbie?
So, when I was here previously, I had explained my journey to the 8 miles, and then my swim in February next year, swimming for the Pink Drive.
Yes.
So with that in mind, we, Annadine and I, we, any race that's advertised, we are first to book, and we're like in it, and we're going to do it, and we're going to better ourselves. And yeah, the Ocean Man event came up, and we entered it. It was the first time in South Africa, and we were like, okay, well, let's do it. And we did it, and lo and behold, we placed. I placed second in my age group, which was like a big wow moment. And we both received congratulation messages to say that we had made the finals, the World Championship finals in Dubai.
Holy moly. And was this as surprising to you as to anyone?
Absolutely. I mean, we're swimming for the fun of it. For us, it's more about the community and being able to train together and to enjoy each other's companies. And swimming has just taken off for both of us.
Yeah.
We absolutely love it. And I mean, to swim in the ocean, it's incredible.
Amazing. But this now, suddenly, out of the blue, the announcement that, hey, you've placed. And now there is a chance for you to take part on an even more exciting stage. What's the journey now looking like, and from where it's coming to where it's going? Debbie, what's lying ahead?
Yeah, so this is now like a platform for us that we were never really, we'd never really seen. It was never really something we'd set our eyes on. It's just kind of fallen into our laps, which is amazing, because clearly this is the path we need to take now. And in that, I mean, this is a chance for us now to swim on the world stage, not just here in South Africa in our every kind of a weekend race and raising money for funds, but this is a chance for us to, you know, show our journey and to, all the hard work that we've put in, you know. Let's go and stand on the world stage now and swim.
So when you say world stage, we're talking about a big event on the cards happening in Dubai.
That's right.
If I get it correct, right? So this is you're qualifying now from Ocean Man, the first one here in South Africa. Mm. You've been invited to something really, really special over in Dubai, but not a lot of time now. I mean, they didn't really give you much notice. When are we looking at, Annie? What's the time frame?
In December.
It's this year still.
This year. So trying to raise funds on our own and trying to save up is quite a thing. It's almost near impossible for us.
Wow. Yeah, because here we are, October already.
Yes.
2 months away.
Yeah.
And this thing is an incredible opportunity, obviously. It's just popped up.
Yes.
But having not had a huge amount of time to prepare mentally and financially to get there, this is now a challenge. But a challenge that we are feeling cautiously optimistic.
We are so determined.
Yeah, we are so determined. I mean, this is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity for us.
Yeah.
Something we never dreamed of when Annie started this at school, this tiny little mustard seed that she had to take a team to Midmar. I don't think this was ever on the cards. It wasn't something... we were hardly even friends then.
Well, let's just kind of take it back there. So what made you want to take a team to Midmar in the first place? And because, I mean, this wasn't something that, I mean, you didn't have this team that had been going for years.
Yeah.
I mean, were you a serious swimmer yourself at that stage?
I must say, I don't have a background of swimming for squads and so. So recently, like 2 years back, I started thinking of doing the Midmar for a fun challenge for me. So I did the Midmar in 2023, and that's when... Mr. Joey Erasmus from Kiro found out about the Midmar Mile I did, and he had the initiative. Actually, we were talking, and he said, listen, why don't we take a team? Our school's 10th year anniversary is coming up. Why don't we take a team of swimmers? This can be learners, this can be parents, this can be teachers, and let's take a whole team to do the Midmar Mile. So we did it. And it was hard work and a lot of dedication, but I mean, out of that experience, Debbie and I found our friendship, and so with the other colleagues of ours, that I think the swimming is what got us hooked, but we stayed for the community and for the friendships.
100%.
Yes.
Wonderful stuff. So the ball started rolling there, and you know, that was, I mean, was that this year?
This year, yes.
From there to now, look at where the journey is taking you.
Yeah, 100%. We didn't want to stop. And then we said, let's venture into the ocean.
Yeah.
And that's how we started swimming UC swims and...
The Dolphin Miles.
The Dolphin Miles and the next challenge game, Ocean's 8.
Yeah, and the Breathe Conservation. We've swum them all.
Yeah. It's been amazing. It's been amazing. And there's no stopping. We want to just continue. Yeah.
So here's the question. How can Bolito help you write the next chapter in the story and help you get over to Dubai to take part in this historic Ocean Man event?
So for us to go, unfortunately, falls in December. So for us, it's a huge challenge because now it's Christmas time. Flights are expensive. Accommodation, we've got to think of. Plus the race entry to get over there. So for us, it is a mammoth challenge that we are on. So we do have back about accounts.
Yeah.
And we have been kind of asking people to help us out. But the time frame is just because this was never on the cards and it's just suddenly fallen into our lap. I mean, we have less than 2 months. So we need to book those flights, we need to book some sort of form of accommodation, and we need to do that ASAP. So we're asking, like, kind of Bolito, please, if there's anyone out there that's willing to sponsor us, that can help us get to Dubai, we would be most grateful.
And this is absolutely. Whether you're an individual or a company, an organization, if there's any assistance possible, every little bit helps. And
every cent.
Your backer buddy links, what's the easiest way to find those? Are they up on your social media pages?
Yes, they are. I think if you also go to Backer Buddy itself, the site, and you just type in our name and surname, it would come up with our campaigns.
So for Anadine Lug and for Debbie Smida, those are the names to type in and make sure we'll get those links as well and share them up on our Radio Life and Style platforms today as well.
They are also welcome to come down to Kiro. I mean, we do teach at Kiro, so you're welcome to come down there and ask for us, and we are more than welcome to meet with you.
Well, there you go. Or just give the Kiro Salt Rock office a ring and say, hey, listen, we heard about your teachers attempting a massive, exciting swim.
Yes, that would be amazing.
How can we help? Now, there's been an exciting new addition to the story, and maybe, Anadine, you can tell me more about Only Realty, who has stepped forward to help get you to where you need to go.
Yes, we are so fortunate. Michelle, a good friend of ours, works at Only Realty, and she said the company is able to sponsor some of our costs to fly to Dubai and back.
Wow.
So we are super grateful.
That's brilliant.
And that is Bolito for you. The community really steps in, and I think we are both so grateful.
Sorry,
so grateful. If I just can give you a little rundown on what they do.
Yeah.
It's a team that do not only do sales and rentals, but also looks after your property investment from start to finish.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Only Realty. And
thank you.
Local with heart for the community, yes. Obviously, as you can see.
100%.
And if you're inspired by that example, then why don't you jump on the bandwagon as well?
Yes.
And there's a challenge being thrown out there to
that would be amazing.
The local business community. So cool. And with contributions like that, we can get you there.
Yes.
Yeah, 100%. Yes. Wouldn't it be amazing for any Belitza company to be advertised worldwide? I mean,
why not, hey?
Yes. For this sponsorship, we're actually going to have our costumes branded in the front.
Oh, can you do that?
And we'll take it to the world stage. And
I mean,
we'll take our photos there with this branding.
Yeah, we will take it there.
Yeah.
Let the world see. Yeah. And we will market that brand.
Mm.
This is an opportunity. So you're hearing it here fresh on a Monday. And two ladies who have been writing their own story and aren't stopping, taking it from Belitza to Dubai. And if you can help be part of that journey, you'll be blessed and all the better for it. My special guests, Anadine Lug and Debbie Smida. And if you are listening to this, if you're feeling moved in any way, shape, or form, if you're an individual, if you're an organization, if you're a business, if you think there's a way that you can help in one way or another, reach out to them. Find their Backer Buddy fundraising pages up online right now. Or give the Kuros Salt Rock School a call because they're both teachers there. In fact, they're heading off to start prepping for the new term now. And ladies will definitely need to keep the lines tight and have an update very soon and see how the training's going, how the fundraising's going, and make sure that you are going over to Dubai. Hey?
It would be amazing. Once in a lifetime opportunity.
Wow.
Definitely. And we'd be probably the first from South Africa that would be going over because it was the first Ocean Man here.
Oh, this is it.
So, yeah, they haven't been people from South Africa making it through to there. So this is why it's so important.
Historic stuff.
Yes.
And representing Belitza on an international platform.
100%.
So cool.
Well, thank you.
Wishing you, what do you say? Like when it's someone who's about to do a big play, you say break a leg. When someone who's about, what do you say? Like how do you say good luck for swimming? I don't know.
Break a stroke.
And thanks for giving us the story this morning, ladies. We'll chat again really soon. What
thank
do you say?
Thank you so much.
Yeah, 100%. Thank you for having us this morning.
You heard it on 88.